This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey everyone, we're approaching that time of the year where we're going to have friends and family visiting us for the weekend or a holiday break here in Houston. So I'm bringing on lead producer Dina Kespa and producer Carleon Jones to give their recommendations of where you should take them so they leave loving H-Town as much as we do. It's Thursday, September 7th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Okay, Carly, I'm going to start with you. When you have a guest coming in, do you pick them up from the airport or do you make them Uber?
Uber? Oh my God, I'm not going to the airport. We all know I can't drive. No.
Oh my God.
No, y'all know I am not good at driving. Why would I go and suffer and go to an airport and then try to go through all that traffic? My nerves would be shattered. Terrible.
Oh my God.
That's blasphemous. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're having.
How about you, Dina?
I would pick them up because, like, I'm having a person visiting. It's like, no offense, Carly, hospitality 101. Like, you gotta go scoop yeah. that
What if I
up.
Pay for the Uber? What if I pay for the Uber?
I mean,
okay,
maybe,
if you pay for it,
you know.
But I mean, that's like a $60 Uber right there. Wouldn't you rather just go pick them up?
Yeah.
No. Really wouldn't.
My gosh, Carly.
That threw me off.
Yeah. Here's a fun one for you. I have a friend whose family lives here. His brother still lives here. His dad, mom, everybody lives here. He moved to Georgia. And when he comes in, they don't pick him up.
What?
His family doesn't pick him up. They make him Uber.
That's insane. Look, if you have circumstances beyond your control, I get it. But if you're available and can make yourself available because you've been given a heads up, man, you got to be picking up your person from the airport.
Yeah. I'm with you, Dina. You got to pick up your person.
I think not knowing how to drive is like a circumstance beyond my control. I think that
That's
is.
That's a good point.
All right, let's jump into this. We are laying out this awesome guide here for people who are visiting H-Town. So I want to start with the most Houston thing to do. Carly, give me something. Come on.
Okay, so for me, when I visit a new city, one of my favorite things to do is to take a tour because I think it's the fastest and most efficient way to learn about a city and see it. So there's this Segway Tours of Houston that you can do for like $59, and they have several different tours that you can take. Some of them are like Buffalo Bayou. There's some of downtown Houston, like in the graffiti walls, and then there's like a history one also. And I think that like, if you bring a guest and they're able to get on those Segways, which is super fun, you don't have to walk everywhere, but you get to see everything. I think it's like the perfect combination.
Mm. So y'all know me, like I'm very active. I play sports. Mm-hmm. I consider myself to be somewhat athletic, right? Mm-hmm. I am fearful of Segways.
Really?
Segways, scooters, anything electric, I am terrified of them just because I've seen so many people fall and break their arms and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
I can't do those. Yeah. I am terrified.
Honestly, Raheel, my sister's a nurse, and that's one of the things that she says. Like, she forbids anyone in the family riding an electric scooter, one of those electric bikes, whatever it is. She's like, absolutely not. And if you do it, you better have a helmet on, which, like, who's rolling around with a helmet all the time?
Yeah, exactly. I think in those Segway tours, they make you put on helmets, right? Just for live
purposes.
Yeah,
but could.
I'm showing up with elbow pads, knee pads. I'm going to look like a four-year-old trying to learn to ride a bike because I'm so scared
Safety
of breaking
first.
Something.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. No, it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you, like, it's a good adventure. It doesn't like go super duper fast. Like, you're able to kind of control it. So try it. Just try it.
How about you, Dina?
I'm in the complete different spectrum where if I'm going to someplace new, I really want to shop and I want to go to like the local spots. Because I'm going to be taking a lot of souvenirs back with me. So, I mean, personal plug, Harwin, because I grew up on Harwin. Mm-hmm. But I love it. Anytime anyone comes to town to visit, I'm like, don't buy souvenirs from the airport or like a museum or whatever, because those are so overpriced, I'd take them to Harwin.
Okay, that's good. And we're going to get to shopping as well in a second in our next question. For me, the most Houston thing to do, and I think it's so much fun and unique, you got to go check out the President heads and the Beatles statues, right? I know it's kind of it's a tourist trap.
Yes.
It is, but I think it's so fun. And I think it's something so Houston because nobody else has that. Where do you find big giant heads of old presidents and the Beatles just around in this yard? Like nowhere else.
I guess that's fair. Maybe I'm just different in that I like the people that come to visit also really want to see the, like, local. They're super anti the tourist thing. Mm-hmm. Not that it's bad. It's just they're a completely different spectrum. We're like, take me where like regular people exist. Like I want to see like the real city and not the touristy spots. So that's why I leaned more towards Harwin, because I feel like you're going to capture really an element of the diversity of the city. And Hillcroft is right there. You can grab drinks, whatever it is, like smoothies. Mm-hmm. That's the element that I feel like a lot of people who come to visit me in Houston are looking for.
That makes sense. So let's go to our unique shopping experience, right? There's no better way to see the city, as you mentioned, than where the locals shop. So Dina, I'll stick with you. Give me a unique shopping experience that you want to take a visitor to.
The first thing I think of is thrifting in any different city, because the kind of stuff that you find in the thrift stores speak to like the tradition and the dress and the culture of the city. So I'm going to hit up Montrose, and there's a bunch of thrift stores all across Montrose. It's a perfect place to just walk, park your car, walk that whole street, and hit up every single thrift store, because you'll find some really unique and cool pieces.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really cool place to see the city, to experience it. And Montrose is so unique and so much fun. And there's just this magical energy about it. Yeah. So it's a good place to take people.
Yeah.
How about you, Carly?
If I'm going to do shopping, I would say city center, because there's just like so much to do. There's that combination of being able to walk around, shop, you can go eat, you can go to the movies, and also get this just pretty atmosphere around you. Like it's like that outdoor type of shopping experience. And I really like that combination of everything. And I feel like it's a good example of Houston, like in what we do here.
There's also so many other shopping parts, like right outside city center. You have like Ulta, Gap, and then you have the whole mall, Memorial City Mall, which is like amazing. It's like a hub for all things cool and different and affordable.
Exactly.
And you know what? Don't discount the fact that people do like going to malls. I know it's like we got to keep it hip and we got to keep it cool and go shop local. But when I go to a different city, I like going to their big malls. Like I want to see what it looks like. There's a fun energy there as well. And yeah, you see the typical stores, right? You can shop online as well. I get it. But there is something fun going into the malls and just seeing what they have. And City Center is such a cool place, especially around sunset. It's magical.
And I love that they have like little boutiques there that you don't get in other places. Granted, you know, the markups are high. So in City Center, I would say like keep that in mind. But I love that there are still unique places there.
Okay, for me, I love taking people to Cactus Music. And if you're not into vinyls, if you're not into collecting CDs even, I think it's fun to just go there because it is such a cool atmosphere that captures the Houston music scene. And you never know who you're going to run into there. There's so many people just walking around, famous people, musicians. So if you're into that culture, if you're into the music, I love taking people there. And even if you're not, I like going there just so they can see all of the Houston music scene, right? And I get to shop too, I'll be honest with you. Like it's an excuse for me to go buy new vinyls, which I love doing. But I think it's a fun place. You can hang out there for an hour. It's so huge. It's AC. And you can just roam around and be like, oh, do you remember this album? Or do you remember this one? So I love taking people to Cactus Music for a unique shopping experience in Houston.
Do you have a record player, Raheel?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I started getting into it in 2019. And now I have a whole setup in my house that's just my music room.
Whoa.
I've got my vinyls up there. I've got, now I think I'm at 72 vinyls.
Wow.
So my collection is growing slowly but surely. And I love going to Cactus because they have an affordable section as well. Because right now it's kind of expensive. It's like between $20 to $30 for a good vinyl. And that's on the low end, to be honest with you. But they have this dollar section they put out every once in a while. So you can really like grow your collection with some cool records.
Dang. Okay. Learn something new.
Yeah, I'm really into it.
Yeah.
I can see that. Tuning and all that. I'm like, dang, I didn't know that you had to do that.
Yeah, if y'all come over, you're going to be like, ooh, this is kind of cool. So yeah, I love doing it. Okay, let's talk about Instagram. I know people don't like it when people are taking Instagram shots, and you don't want to end up on one of those social media accounts where people are like influencers in the wild and stuff. But there is something cool about getting a good Instagram shot for a visit, right? Like when visitors come here, they want to leave with that unique picture. So let's talk about Instagrammable spots. Carly, where should we take somebody?
So there's a spot in Houston, and when it opened, it was called Pergola Houston, but they've changed the name to Nameless by Nomad, but it still kind of has the same theme in there, where each room is designed like as a different city almost, or like kind of like fairy tale places, right? So there's like a room that's like all pink with like umbrellas on the ceiling and flowers everywhere. Wow. There's a dragon room. There's like a Paris themed room. Wow. And it's like so cool. So you dine in there, you eat. I think you can also do hookah in there as well. Mm-hmm. But it's like super pretty if you want to take some snapshots while you're eating or just want to get up and walk around. I had a great time when we were there. I took pictures in the like pink room with one of my friends and we really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is unique. I remember you bring this up before when it was called Pergola, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's called Nameless. Mm-hmm. So updated, and the pictures do slap. Yep. So I like that. Yep, they do slap. How about you, Dina?
So I'm going a little more, I guess, fancy, little bougie, proper rose garden. I don't know if you guys have been there, but it's so cute. It's like, think high tea, right? English and British high tea. I don't even know. I've never actually had a high tea. I'm just saying this is what I imagine it to look like. Oh, very beautiful, like teapot, beautiful cups, snacks, finger foods, things like that. And it's just so Instagrammable. You can sit down, take pictures. It looks really beautiful with the chandeliers. It doesn't have like different themed rooms, but if you're looking to dress up, wear a cute hat. I feel like this is the proper excuse to wear a hat indoors. You know, one of those like really froofy, fancy ones. Mm-hmm. And go and have some tea and eat some finger foods and just like have a great time. I love the way it looks in photos. It's so cool.
Their food looks really good, by the way.
Oh, it's so good. It's not like, you know, where you go to a tea shop or a coffee shop and you're like, oh, the food is a miss. It's actually really good. And they have something for everyone. They've got the waffles. They've got tenders, fries. They've even got the pretty little macarons and little sandwiches, you know. So they've got literally a variety of food.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. That's a fun experience as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, call me basic. But for me, the most Instagrammable spot that you have to take somebody, the water wall. Okay. I don't think it gets any better.
Okay.
Right? Fair, again, fair. What other city has a water wall that Instagrams like that? Like, it is so cool. You can get different angles. You can be close. You can do a video if you want. And it's something where when you post it, you go, whoa, where is this? You go, that's H-Town, baby. Yeah. That is H-Town. I know we're spoiled. Like, growing up, we would go there all the time and we'd spend there, and it's just become a part of our life. But for people who come here, they haven't seen anything like it. Nobody else has a water wall that is that big, that is that unique. So I think that's the most Instagrammable spot that somebody has to go to if they're visiting.
And it's a spot where you can watch people get proposed to. I was proposed to at the water wall. And I'm like, oh, this is so typical Houston. But it's literally so many people do it. And it's so cute.
Did you know you were about to get proposed to?
No, and I really wish I did because I was dressed like a freaking bum. Like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, why couldn't anyone just tell me like, hey, look decent? Like,
that's so funny. I think you and my wife are alike because I proposed to her when we were going to Hamilton Pool. So she was just in like shorts and a tank top. And she's like, wait, hold on. You're proposing to me? Like, this kind of sucks.
It's like, couldn't you? Like, those pictures will never come to light because I did not look good.
Literally, you're supposed to make sure they're prepared.
Right?
Yeah, but then the element of surprise is gone.
You know, call it a fancy date. Like, okay, exactly. Like, let's go on a fancy date. Don't dress like a bum. Like,
But then that's why you spend tens of thousands of dollars for really good pictures on your wedding day. That's why you spend all that money.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
True. True.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Okay, so we've got the Instagram post covered. Now I want actual memories, something that people will remember forever, like this trip. When they go back 10 years from now, they go, man, do you remember we went here and it was so much fun? Carly, where are we taking somebody?
Okay, so this is something that I would like to experience again because I haven't been since I was like a kid, which is the Space Center. And I think that this is a good example of like everything is bigger and better here in Texas. You know, you got to show the visitors that. And I picked this place because I think it's a really cool experience. Like, I know that you get to kind of like go in there and kind of get a glimpse of like what the astronauts like did when they were training for the missions. Like, you can take a tour of NASA, experience like a zero gravity environment, and then like even touch like moon rocks. So I feel like that's a really cool experience for a visitor and for myself, because like I said, I haven't been since I was a kid. So really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great one. And one thing that I really love that Space Center Houston does too is they have sensory friendly days. So this is for anyone, you know, who may like be on the autism spectrum or have a sensory processing disorder, anything like that. They have special days and events centered around like helping them still get that experience without having the really crazy lights and really loud music and all that sound effects.
Oh,
and
I love that.
They have that. That's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so good that everyone can experience it. And I think one of the cool things about that is when you go to Space Center Houston, I think we all, again, throw up our H's and we call ourselves Space City and everything revolves around it. But I think people forget why we're called Space City, why everything is themed after NASA, right? And to go see it. And like, to me, the most magical part is seeing the Saturn V rocket, and you can just walk the whole rocket. You go, this is how big an actual rocket is.
Yeah.
It's so unique. It's so much fun. It's something, you'll never forget.
Yeah, Carly, that's exactly where I would take someone. Anyone that's come to visit, I've always taken them to NASA, or I've kind of entered that like mom era where all my friends have kids and babies. So I would take them also to the Children's Museum, and they absolutely love it because the Children's Museum has such like a unique experience that really allows the kids to really kind of embed themselves in whatever room they're in, like the little grocery store, little carts to like actual little shopping bags that can literally pretend like they're shopping. And it's so cute. And during the holiday seasons, they actually have dedicated little kind of mock rooms outside of the main area where you enter. So it's like they had like a little Ramadan section, which was so cute. And then just different ones for Christmas, for Hanukkah. And I love that there was just so much representation of like different religions and cultures. So it also captures the diversity of Houston.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I didn't know they were doing that. That is so unique.
That is really cool.
Okay. For me, I am taking somebody to Airline Market. The farmer's market on Airline is the place to be. And I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't pick this because between us friends right here, I actually took Chet Garner, our friend, the day tripper. He had me on an episode of his upcoming season because he's going around Houston. And he's like, Raheel, you got to take me somewhere that's like unique. I'll remember forever. And I said, Chet, I know exactly the place where we need to go. And that's Airline Market. So that episode's going to be coming out in October. So we can all watch it together and laugh at how funny I look on TV. But that's where I took him. And that's where I take everyone. I just think it's so much fun to go see all the vendors. There's unique fruit there. That's the only place you can get pink guava, which is so delicious. And then there's so many other places around the Airline Market where you can just go eat. So to me, El Bulio, we've talked about them. It's one of my favorite bakeries. You can go there, get breakfast, you get a snack, and then again, pick whatever restaurant you want around there. You can get your tacos. You can get any kind of food within a 1 mile radius. So I think Airline Market is one that when you go there, your friend is going to be like, whoa, remember that? That was such a fun place. Let's go there again.
That's such a good one. I haven't been there in like years. Now I want to go.
Yeah. And I've never been to a farmer's market like ever, like at all. So I need to really.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. I really need to. Because aren't they usually like early in the morning, like on like a Saturday or something like that?
Yeah. Yes. So there's two types of farmer's market, right? Like you've got the Whole Foods farmer market, like where our Whole Foods clientele is going, right? It's like very artisanal. And then you've got the Airline Market, which is vendors. There's tons of people. It's not an early morning thing. You can go there pretty much anytime. You've got everything you need right there. And there's hundreds of vendors. It's not just like 15. So it is overwhelming at first when you walk it, you go, oh my gosh, like, where do I go? Where do I start? Who has the best prices? So you just walk around, experience it, talk to the vendors, they'll help you out, and then buy what you want.
Is it only certain days of the week still though?
Okay, so it's open every day from 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., but I'm sure some of the vendors will close a little bit earlier or they'll take a break. But yeah, you can go there anytime. Again, there's so many different vendors. There's so many different shops there. You got to check it out. It's so much fun. And they redid the whole thing. So it's really cool. Yeah, I think you can go anytime, Carly, and you'll have a great time.
That's so cool.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out because I have no excuse now. Because this whole time I was like, okay, farmer's market, Saturday at 6 in the morning. Carly was not making it at all.
No, you're not about that.
No.
Okay, we've talked about food a lot on CityCast Houston, and of course, shout out to our Food Wednesdays. You can find a lot of recommendations there. So I don't want to spend too much time on food, but let's talk about a place where you can go in for a quick bite, get something good, and then move on because we got a lot of places to go to. Carly, where are you going?
I have to say Trill Burger. And I mean, I don't know if it's going to be like super quick. You might be sitting in there for a little while, but I think that's a good representation of like Houston and traffic and how many people are in the city. But it's a good place to go because it's like, you know, you have that combination of the culture with the music, the food, and who doesn't want to try like the top ranked burger in America? You have to take your guests there, you know?
Yeah, and you can tag team, go to Cactus Music right after. It's right down the street. So you can do two things off our list in one trip. I like that. How about you, Dina?
So I will not do a sit-down place because it's just going to be a quick weekend. And like Carly said, if I want them to sit in traffic or stand in line for a long time, we'll go to a sit-down place. But instead, I'm going to choose the food truck option. And Westheimer is full of them. I'll take them for shawarma to Abu Omar because their shawarma slaps along with their fries. So delicious. Gotta get the garlic and hot sauce on the side. And then really quickly down the road, still on Westheimer, we're gonna go to Abu Tayr Knafe, which is like, oh my God, chef's kiss, because finally we got a good knafe spot in Houston. And knafe, for those who don't know, it's a Palestinian dessert that's made from cheese with syrup and kind of like this shredded phyllo type of dough on top. And it's so good. Generally, if it's a good knafe, it's got a legit cheese pull. So you get that salty and sweet if you like that kind of combo. And I think it's just the perfect way to end the day.
Okay, I need to go try that spot because the place where I went, it was somewhere on Hillcroft. I was like, okay, maybe knafe is not for me. I don't know. I didn't like it that much. So maybe I just didn't go to a good place, right? So I'll try it again. I'm going to give it another shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hit that up. So thank you for the recommendation, Dina.
Hit it up. Yes, it's so good. Honestly, this has been like a lifelong journey for me to find good knafe in Houston.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's a good one. I'm going to go to Hillcroft and take somebody to Bombay Sweets. It's such a good place that has so many desserts, but they also have so much Indian street food as well. And it's really fairly priced. So you can get a bunch of stuff. It's quick. So I recommend getting their dosa. Their pani puri is really good. And then their dessert. Just look at all the options. I would say get the rasmalai, which is like a cheese ball in this sweet milk sauce. Oh, it's so good. Mm. It's cold. It's perfect on a hot Houston day. So Bombay Sweets has it all. You can buy a bunch of desserts by the pound, and the people there are really nice. They'll help you out and explain what the taste and flavor profile is as well. So you'll leave really full, you'll leave really happy, and you'll leave with something to take back home if you want, because that's what my parents do. Anytime they travel, they'll take like 5 pounds of mithai, that's the dessert, to wherever they're going for whoever they're about to go see. Like, so there you go, see my sister. Mm-hmm. They're going to Bombay Sweets and taking dessert for her as well from Bombay Sweets. So you can do that when you're visiting Houston and leave with a little something for back home.
I love that. You know what? I have to say my only issue with Bombay Sweets is that I can't just have one of those little pani puris.
Yeah, you have to have a bunch. Yeah.
Like a bunch to the point where you lose count, which is not good for, you know, the hips, but great for the soul. You know what I mean? That's like...
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I go with the dosa. I love dosas. It's so good. It's like a potato-filled crepe that it's really thin, paper thin. Mm. And it comes with like a side of a soup and a curry and these chutneys. Oh, it's so good. Mm. It hits every time. Bombay Sweets, what's up? Shout out to you.
So hungry, y'all.
Okay, I think we did a pretty good job of preparing people for our city and what to see and where to take people. So Dina, Carly, good job. That was a lot of fun.
It sure was.
Yeah, it definitely was. We got a whole diverse list.
That was Dina Kespa and Carleon Jones. All of the places we discussed are linked in our show notes. So what's your ultimate Houston weekend look like? Shoot us your recommendations with the link in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, Dina.
Oh, I was like...